It is the beginning of summer, and so what is going to happen this summer in your life? Are you kind of going to shut down and just let life happen, or are you going to ponder the path of your feet? Are you going to have an intentional summer, or make decisions about your time and how you utilize it, and about some things maybe that you want to get done, or maybe some things that you want to avoid? Ponder the paths of your feet. Isn't it a good verse? Look at Proverbs 4:26 again. Ponder the path of your feet. How many of you cross a stream and you kind of jump from stone to stone? How about it? Have you ever slipped off a stone? Oh, yeah. Have you ever just given up on the whole stone idea and just cross in the water? I mean, how do you cross a stream, and how do you get there? You are looking at it and trying to figure out how to get across. And you, in a way, it's kind of like this proverb, ponder the path of your feet. Like, figure it out. Go there. But how? Go there. That's a good idea. Go there. So let's look at, in our New Testament, a couple verses. Ephesians 5 and verse 14 and 15. Wherefore, he saith, awake, thou that sleepest. Is that a good summer verse? Awake, thou that sleepest, huh? Awake, thou that sleepest. Get across the stream. Have a path. Follow the path. Verse 14. And arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you life. Don't, listen, even on a vacation, have some purpose in your heart. Even when you say, I got a block of time, and it's a gift. I haven't had this time, but I've got a block of time. But ponder the path that you want to take, because you have a sense of going somewhere, glorifying God. You're on a mission. You have a purpose. This might be the last summer for some of us. Not for the children. They got many, many hundreds left in front of them by God's grace. Who knows? But and a good note, I want to say, wake up and Christ shall give you light. That's what it says. Then verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly. Accurately. We have the word acros, where we have the word acrobat, accurate. You have some of that Greek word, like walking, like intentionally, and with a sense. And I'm adding now. I'm embellishing the verse a little bit. I am like I got a direction, and I have my life. I still am alive. I am engaged with God. God has a calling, and I'm walking in that calling from faith to faith, kind of from stone to stone. I want to get there. I want to go there. So I have a little list of what the stones could be. You know, I just made it up. We're pretending we're children tonight. No, this is deeper, too. It is. Wait a second. Turn to 2 Peter, and we'll see a list there if you want to really have a stronger biblical basis for these stones. 2 Peter 1, verse 4, and then you have the list, verse 5. giving diligence, like intentionally, add to your faith virtue. So we have a picture of somebody jumping from stone to stone, so we can ask them to put it up to see how it looks up there on the screen. There it is. Oh, yeah. Who's that girl right there? I don't know. Girl X. Just a person. And what is she doing? Crossing. Ponder the path of your feet. Like, actually have a sense of going somewhere. And if you're an adult and you want to have a biblical basis to this, you can go through this list. Then you are adults, but I want to say something to the children in a minute. We had verse 5. One of them is faith, then virtue. You add to virtue knowledge. Don't stop learning. Have a summer of learning. Not garbage, but the good stuff. Learn theology. Learn your Bible. Learn to think. Learn to talk. Add knowledge to your walk with God. Then to knowledge, temperance. Temperance means self-control. Deny yourself. Come on. Deny yourself. Come on. Let's say it. Deny yourself. Turn to your neighbor. Just say, deny yourself. Come on. Come on. You got to deny yourself. Put it down. Put it down. Get rid of it. Deny. Have temperance. That's a stone. You're going somewhere. Ponder the path of your feet. You just cannot live your life accidentally. You have to live your life intentionally. And that's what we teach children. We teach children things in their stages. You know, when they're 3 years old, they learn, you know, every 3 months they're picking up, they're growing, and then they're 7 years old, and that's the difference. And then they're 12 years old. And I mean, you know, I'm saying the obvious, I think, but it's beautiful. That everybody, all of us, and then as we are older and we think we've learned everything, we suddenly one day realize we know nothing as we ought to know. Amen. And we need to learn it all over again and just keep going. Look at the next one. It says, add to your faith virtue knowledge, temperance, self-control. To self-control, patience, godliness. What a good word for us. Patience this summer. Patience in the home. Patience with your spouse. Patience in your circumstances. And then add godliness. Godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. If these things be in you, verse 8, and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. The knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to bear fruit this summer. Yes, you are. You're going to bear fruit this summer. Amen. Yay, God. Yay, God. Thank you. Yes. Yay, God. We're going to bear fruit. Amen. We're going to be kind. Yes, we're going to learn to be patient. We're going to be nice people. Turn to your neighbor and just say, would you be a nice person this summer? Could you work on that? Be a nice person by grace. Be nice, be kind, be patient, be godly, be thankful, be spirit-filled. Intentionally ponder your path, how you're walking and how you're going. Okay, have you ever done the stream thing like this? You take a running leap, you just run as it, and you just take off, and you land in the middle. You know, splash, what doesn't matter anymore? I'm soaking wet. All right. Where do we have our picture? Let's go back to our picture there. We're finishing up here in a minute. There she goes. You think she's going to make it? Yes, yeah, she is, because she's in the body of Christ. Yeah, she's one of us. Yeah, you think she's going to slip off a rock? Yeah, maybe, but what will she do? Get back up. How about 7 times? Get back up and finish, okay? Another thing about it is when I look at the summer prayerfully with the Lord and faith, do I just want my summer to be comfortable for me? Or could I have faith? Could I actually bring it to God and say, God, lead me this summer. Guide me this summer. Help me this summer. And teach me. And I don't want to just live on the natural. I want to hit those rocks, you know. I want to go on purpose. So I got to ponder the path that I take. Because maybe my summer might have something to do with what my life looks like in the fall and or the winter. And it might be that my winter will have something to do with how we go, how we end up, where do we end up. Don't quit. Don't back off. You know. Okay? All right, so to the children, I want to say to them a couple things about the stones. And these are, I'm talking to these young ones that were standing up here. You're a young person. Have good friends. Have good friends. Number two, listen to good things. Listen to good things. Listen to your mom and dad. Listen to good things on your technology and stuff. And look at good things. Go to church. Learn your Bible little by little. Learn a Bible story one every week through the summer. Enjoy your life as a child. A happy childhood. Wow. Beautiful blessing. If we can have one. If we can't, God is gracious. Find the stone that you need to land on, and God will be with you. God will help you enjoy your life. Learn, be forgiving in your family. If you have a brother, forgive him. If you have a sister, learn to forgive them. Love them. Yes, love your sisters and brothers, your mom and dad. Love your friends. Learn to forgive. And then be thankful. And mom and dads, let's teach our kids to be thankful. Don't complain. Don't raise kids that complain about everything. And don't shelter them from trouble. Let them engage in the trouble. Mom, I slipped off the rock. Yeah, but you gotta learn how to forgive. And you gotta go through your trouble. And it's okay, you're growing up and maturing, because one day you're going to be president of the United States, or you're going to be a pastor or a missionary, because one day people are going to need you to be a mature person. And so your trouble, when the lawnmower breaks, when your toys are broken, when your sister hurts you or your brother, that's part of life. As a child, it's difficult for me to say these things because I'm not really, but would you put yourself in my shoes right now?
You're doing great.
I'm doing. Okay, listen. I love kids. We all love kids. I got a quote from Abraham Lincoln, actually. No man stands taller than when he stoops to help a child. Whoa, Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. Boy, that's beautiful. All right, children are a gift. Children are important. Families are precious. We are building them. They are precious to God, precious to us. It takes a lot of grace. But let's just go back and end with this picture again. Look at the stones. Ponder the path of your feet. You're on a good path. Walk accurately and teach your family how to live and walk. You're doing a great job. God is with us. Our country needs these kind of meetings. Our families need help. We all need it. And raising a family is a big thing. But a healthy church helps a lot. A loving, praying, spirit-filled, healthy, happy, joyful, engaging, missionary-minded, self-sacrificial, laid-down life type of church is the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And our kids are catching it, and they understand it a little bit. Frederick Douglass said, "It's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men." Good statement. It's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for this effort in this church and what Lizzie and Raj and Pastor Raj and Brian and the whole group, and how much we enjoy our families. And we are planted together, and we are considering our summer, and ask you to please protect these children. Bicycles, roads, highways, swimming, cars, boats, all kinds of things that we get into in the summer. Protect, put your hand upon our people. Lead us in the way to go. In Christ's name, we pray. And then anyone not a believer, come to Jesus today. It's that simple. Come as you are. Say yes to Jesus. Say, yes, Jesus, I need you. Come into my heart, I pray. Amen.